Occupy didn't start on Wall Street. It started on our street, the Devil's Advocates.
Well, you know, there's better party music from the Steve Miller Band, but this one's not bad. Fly Like an Eagle. I prefer when, who's the former Attorney General, Ashcroft, didn't he sing when eagles soar, something like that? I don't need to hear it. I just remember it. Sort of indelibly stuck in my ear holes. Anyways, the January 6th hearing Thursday edition. You know, I'm very excited about what comes next. But I'm also very troubled. And we've already heard the impact of propaganda. Right? They're already trying to get out there with the craziest of the crazy on the Fox News. And I suspect on right-wing talk radio, 81 outlets here in the state of Wisconsin. I think they got all kinds of crazy conspiracies they're out spinning today. But perhaps the most crazy is the one being put out by propagandist Jesse Waters over at the Fox News. I cannot believe he didn't get pulled off the air mid-segment. But let me read a little bit of this to you, our fair audience. Jesse Waters on Wednesday alleged President Joe Biden and other top Democrats may be behind the man who was arrested earlier in the day who reportedly admitted he wanted to kill Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh. So Waters is alleging the Dems did it. Let me give you a little context here. I quote Waters, "This could be a little criminal conspiracy. Did the orders come all the way from the top?" For more than 7 minutes, Waters cobbled together various benign incidents from over the past 2 years in a clearly fictitious narrative that draws the president, the Speaker of the House, the Senate Majority Leader, the House Press Secretary, and a top Democratic senator, think Elizabeth Warren, into what he baselessly suggests could be a conspiracy to kill a U.S. Supreme Court justice. I mean, this is a little much. You're stretching the limits here, Jesse. Or doing exactly what they expect and want of you on Fox News. I don't know. Must be great for ratings. A little bit more. Waters, who is highly criticized for using the violent rhetoric by calling for a kill shot in interviews with Dr. Anthony Fauci, told Fox News viewers the man who he suggests is some high-powered hitman hired by the president got cold feet when he saw U.S. Marshals from the arms guarding Kavanaugh's house and called the cops on himself, telling them everything. He says he was furious over the Roe v. Wade possibility being overturned. Remember the leak, and was looking for purpose in his life. So he found that purpose by going out and trying to kill a Supreme Court justice. Do you think that idea just popped into his head, or did the orders come from all the way from the top? Waters then tries to make this case, which amounts to, by Democrats' own standards, there must be an investigation into this event because the left has accused Donald Trump of inciting the insurrection. Waters claims merely by giving a speech at the January 6th rally. A little more than that, right? By the end of the 7-minute rant, Waters concludes, and I quote the Jesse Waters, rhymes with dumbass, pardon me. "This is just the beginning. This summer is going to be ugly. That's why we have to get to the bottom of this. This could be a little criminal conspiracy that needs to be investigated. Again, by the left's own standards, we might have to appoint a commission. We might have to hold hearings," he says, as if he is a member of Congress or a DOJ official. "We have a criminal leak," Waters falsely claims, referring to the leak of the Supreme Court draft, which legal experts made clear was not criminal. "We have a group that's protesting outside Kavanaugh's house. You have an attorney general that's not doing anything about this," he claimed after earlier complaining that the protesters outside of Supreme Court justices' homes should be arrested. "You have a senator who's agitating," Waters claims. And that was the reference made by our little conservative love muffin Fox News lover from West Dallas. "You have a senator who's agitating," Waters claims, earlier referring to a March 2020 statement by Senator Chuck Schumer. So in March of 2020, 2 years ago, you said something and you inspired this guy post Roe v. Wade leak. If I could possibly follow Waters' irrational logic, Here's his conclusion. You have a White House who's giving this license. Maybe time to put some people in leg shackles like they did to Navarro. These people incite violence, possibly. We need to hold them accountable if they did. Chuck Schumer, Nancy Pelosi, Liz Warren. Anybody who has their hands on this should face consequences, again, by the left's own standards. Don't call me crazy. They set the rules. We're just following. Oh, well, if that's what you say, it must be true, Jesse. But I just wanted you fine people to understand what motivates the right. Complete fictions and conspiracy theories being peddled by Fox News hosts in prime time. Without consequence, apparently. Defamation doesn't bother those guys. They're to be sued for $1.6 billion. At some point, it's going to start hurting their bottom line. I'm just predicting. What do I know? Just do radio. I tried to tell the truth. 844-967-2789. Joe from Madison. Welcome, Joe.
I think it's really important when facing barrages like this ridiculousness to ask the question, what's your evidence? What's your evidence for the charges you have made? And then see what follows. Not, I feel like, I have suspicions of, I think we, what's the evidence, the hard evidence? And it's one of the things that is I'm so grateful about with your network and your show is that you carefully, week after week, spend your time interviewing people and get out evidence. I mean, you've been very good on explaining the Peter Navarro and the Packers sweep and what that meant in terms of one part of this whole process, the evidence that suggests that there is a larger coup in process, not just the day of insurrectionists at the Capitol, but the larger weeks and weeks long developing this attack on our democracy. So the question to ask is always, what's your evidence? You can say all this stuff, what's your evidence? And if there isn't evidence, then see around till you get some. So thanks for everything, guys.
Well,
and
before
I
you
know that you're
before you bail, Joe, we get to see what the January 6th hearing the Select Committee has been working on. We get to see the evidence starting tonight at 7 p.m. Joe, are you going to be, you know, watching this thing with a big bag of popcorn and a couple of cold ones? Are you waiting with bated breath like I am? Or is this going to be an insignificant effect, at least on the, you know, the guys driving around West Allis listening to Jesse Waters?
And, you know, I don't know about those folks. If they are resistant to facts, resistant to evidence, I don't know. But I know for myself, I want to know what happened. And as I understand tonight, there's going to be more evidence and more information that's revealed to us so that we as citizens of this country can see what happened from the, you know, the months that they spent garnering interviews, garnering information. It's a remarkable opportunity we have to see how close we may have come to an actual coup.
It was pretty freaking close. Appreciate you listening, Joe. As the eagles soar, taking you to break. John Ashcroft, the vocal stylings thereof. It's the January 6th Thursday. I'm excited about everything except the musical selections of Fancy Brian. Dom joins next.
The suspense is terrible.
He's going to go this time.
I hope it'll last.